Howard Morell is president of an alternative investment firm that specializes in futures contracts. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
Most people go in and they'll sell futures in our side of the business if they can get the proper price. But if the market keeps going up, in the end, the farmer doesn't get hurt because he's making on his crop, losing on the position. But if we do option strategies, what we do is it limits the loss if they don't need it, so they don't have to come up with more money, creating a debt on the farm side of his business.
I can see the positive and the negative of that. I guess that's why you say hedging, it's not a sure bet. Farmer sells futures on wheat, and he sells it for X number of dollars a bushel. But all of a sudden, due to storms, a hard winter, and a number of factors, all of a sudden, there's hardly any wheat available, and wheat prices skyrocket. But he is already committed, so instead of getting 2x X or 3x X, he has to stick with X because he sold. Is that a fair assessment?
That's a fair assessment if you use the old classic way of hedging. That's why I mentioned options. If we know that they're going to go into the market and they can accept a certain price, we protect the downside so he doesn't lose if the market goes against him. But if it goes with him, he doesn't have that naked position where he only makes to that limited amount. It will give him an extra opportunity to make more money if it does move substantially higher than where we hedged it. Those are specific strategies that we put together for clients depending on how much they have and what price levels they're looking at.
David Sparks, AgInfo.net.